We're going to talk this morning about the sun disappearing. Don't worry, it only happens for 4 minutes and 27 seconds, apparently, back coming up on April 28th, 2024. It's been, called the Great American Eclipse. Now, I've gone through a number of eclipses in my lifetime, but this one is really taking place, has sort of, maybe a local feel to it. And that's why we've got with us this morning Jessica Fetter, Director of the Lorain County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, and also with Operations Hope Bonus joining us this morning. All right, Jessica, I was told that you were coming in to talk about an eclipse in 2024.
Yes.
And what is your role, in the preparation for this? Explain the kind of the connection, why there is
such
a thing.
Well, if you guys remember back in 2017, there was an eclipse, and they called this the path of totality, where several states and areas were experienced darkness because the eclipse was total. Now it's totality. Well, we're very lucky. It's actually April 8th, 2024. It's a Monday around, 2, 3 o'clock? We are going to experience it here in Lorain County, totality. It's going to get dusky out here for a few minutes. So we've been tasked by the state of Ohio, which already has a task force going, but since Lorain County is so important to this particular eclipse, we are starting the planning way early for this.
Is this because of the number of people that might be here to witness it? Is it more related
Absolutely.
To that?
Yes. We have a lot of lessons learned from the 2017 eclipse. And Hope here has been going around telling our partner agencies a little bit about it. So I brought her along. She's kind of our eclipse expert.
Who are the partner agencies that would be involved in something like this?
So the Department of Natural Resources, police officers, the fire departments, obviously, they're going to be worried about traffic. We're going to have a lot of people come in. So Lorain County's population is 309,000 people. We're going to have that triple, so it'll be almost 1 million people here. So we're also going to work with ODOT. We're going to try to get some of the construction under control so people could get through. Am I missing anyone? There's a lot of people.
One of the ones we're going to work with here, this is one of the reasons we wanted to talk about it today on the radio, is to reach a broader audience, because a lot of people don't know this is happening. We need to talk to our schools here in Lorain County, because this eclipse is going to happen right about the time kids are leaving. And one of the things that happened, I think it was in Tennessee, we know somebody who went there, it's not getting to the site or viewing it or anything like that. It's after it's done, the mass amount of people all leaving at the same time. And since kids are going to be getting out of school about this time, we're concerned about traffic jams and whatnot. So there's a lot of little moving pieces to this larger issue for 4 minutes, for a four-minute event.
For things like this, do you find, based on history, do people come for a couple days? Do they do an overnighter? Do they just zip in here and zip out?
So in 2017, from that eclipse, they noticed that a lot of people try to just leave all at once. So just, imagine at a Browns game times 10, where everyone's trying to leave all at the same time. So the state has come up with this catchy saying, arrive early, stay late, stay put. So we're trying to find predetermined viewing locations for everyone to go to, so they have somewhere safe to watch it, and then maybe there will be activities planned around the area, and we'll have other things going on in the county for the following days so that people aren't trying to just leave all at once. And we just want to make sure everyone's safe for this.
Have you hooked up with the convention and the Visitors Bureau and people like that to know whether people are staying and everything like that?
That's on our list of some of our newer partners to work with, definitely. Ohio Department of Natural Resources has been tasked with lodging, so we have to contact the state and see what they've done so far with counties. I know Lorain County, Huron County, and Cuyahoga County, we're trying to work together because major roads like the Turnpike and 90 and all that run through all these counties. So from what I understand, and this is the plan as of right now, is they're thinking about fairgrounds, campsites, trying to get people to go into there to control the masses. But we're also talking April 8th here in Northeast Ohio. It could be a snowstorm. It could be a tornado.
That's right. Yeah, the weather is, I'm thinking snow and sometimes wet. Mud is usually there.
The sun is still going to be blocked out. It's still going to get dusky out. But
what if it's just a cloudy day? What if it's
That's a great question, because we were thinking the same thing. Well, it's still going to get dark.
Right.
Yeah, there are. We're expecting international guests from all over the world to come here.
So, when Hope, in researching this, what did you know about an eclipse and this sort of thing prior to what you were tasked with?
I mean, like, you learn about this stuff in school. Like, you have the sun, the moon goes in front of it between the earth for a little bit. It gets dark outside. I remember in 2017 going out with like the special glasses. So everyone needs to be prepared. Go
get them
look
off
for
Amazon
those glasses
now
before they're like $50 a pop.
You need the shoebox. What are people doing with glasses? The shoebox is the way to go.
The welder's helmet, something like that. So, I mean, like, I had a pretty basic knowledge. I went to school for emergency management, so I have some weather and science background, but the state has been very helpful with giving us information on how to plan for this. So there are more resources out there online if people want to learn more about it.
Bruce, you know there will be a shoebox shortage in 2024.
Well, that's true, I suppose. And, you know, shoeboxes are not the same. There's too many holes in a regular shoebox. If you buy a shoebox, they want you to recycle it right away. So you just have to order more.
I tried in 2017 with a cereal box. Yeah, I didn't get anywhere.
Just a little pinhole. Sure. Yeah. So there's a lot of people. And I guess maybe there's fringe people also with wondering what an eclipse does to the human psyche and all this type of thing, too. So you might have to deal with a little bit of that, I suppose, too.
Yeah. Another partner we're going to talk to is local medical resources, psychological resources, because we've seen, I don't want to downplay it, but it's not on part of our planning. But you can't ignore that people have done things during celestial events, like was it Heaven's Gate how many years ago? When the asteroid came around. So we're cognizant of it, but we're going to let the proper authorities deal with that part of it.
Right. So at this point, it's good to be prepared. That's what you're all about.
Absolutely.
With the preparedness there, and just kind of keeping the word out as it goes. You mentioned, it happens almost every year somewhere on the planet. So there's an eclipse taking place or something like that. So you could learn from other
Hope's people. Got some good information on this particular type of eclipse.
So in Northeast Ohio, the last time we experienced a total solar eclipse was in 1806. And we won't be experiencing another one until 2099. So it'll be a while.
Right.
This is a huge event.
Good. I mean, they do happen frequently. It's just not that often that we're like right in the middle of totality.
Usually you have to go to somewhere in the middle of the Pacific or Australia or some other part of the planet to see this sort of thing.
And we're even talking about Loring County being in totality, but specifically Avon Lake. Yes. So it's crazy how pinpointed they can get this.
Talking this morning with Jessica Federer, Director of Loring County Emergency Management Agency, also with us, Hope Bonos. Let's talk a little bit, I guess, how do you not get too much anxiety about this sort of thing? The more you talk about it, the getting ready, we're getting excited about it. You get people coming into it, and you just have to know that you've planned as best you can.
Absolutely. You know, knowledge is power, and we're just, trying to get the word out. Like I said, we started with our community partners, letting them know, hey, this is coming. We're going to be asking you to join our county planning team. And now with today, we're getting out to our community partners, our citizens. Hey, if you didn't know, do a little research. There are some excellent videos from 2017 on the internet, on YouTube. You can see how people out in the field, you can actually watch the eclipse. So it's just about education and knowing that this isn't really a big deal. It's just an act of nature, but it happens, like Hope said, so rarely that it is kind of a big deal. And especially with it being in Loring County, there's going to be a lot of people here.
We had this marked on one of our boards out there for interviews with a future guest a while ago. Somehow it got erased, but we were going to talk to the people like the Black River Astronomical Society. They were the ones that first alerted to us a couple years ago that that this was coming. So we were anticipating, and at that time it seemed it was quite out into the future, but it'll get here before we know it. Again, if people want to find out some information that you've already maybe put out there, where's a good some resources for this, Hope?
Hope has some great resources for us.
Right. So you can go to Ohio Emergency Management Agency's website, and they have information on the eclipse. There is also information on the Great American Eclipse website, and eclipse2021.org has detailed 2024 eclipse information.
I was looking on the one side, you can buy a field guide. You can get more information on it. So not only can you just you know, it's the science about it. And you mentioned about being in school, so this is a great opportunity for them to kind of have control with their students and also being able to witness this sort of thing,
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. And I think what's really, really nice, too, about it being in Lorain County is you literally can view it from your home. Here, we don't have to worry about, you know, to cut down on some of the traffic jams, you can just stay home and go outside in your yard and watch it. So that would be great for us here, citizens of Lorain County. It's the influx of people who don't live here coming in that's going to be trying.
Have you partnered with a t-shirt company yet? You need it, right? That's the next thing that normally
Department of Commerce. We're thinking anybody that we can talk to who might want to. Who is it that is already, was it Cuyahoga County? Somebody's already like making this like come for the weekend, stay, you were just saying.
Arrive early, stay late. Stay put, stay late. I know that like Huron County, Erie, Cuyahoga, I mean, everyone in the state is planning for it because we're all going to experience it. We're just lucky because it's going to exit the country and through Avon Lake.
Yep, right up through there. That's kind of
neat. That actually would be really good. Let's get some t-shirts made,
Yep, everybody's getting ready for this again. That's coming up on April 8th. What day of the week did you
say? It's a Monday.
It's a Monday?
Yeah, in April in Northeast Ohio.
Monday, April 8th, 2024.
Correct.
That is the Great American Eclipse coming right through Lorain County. Jessica, we appreciate you coming
getting
the word out. Hope, nice to meet you. And we look forward to talking with you again as this gets closer to this big celestial event that is taking place.